Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody? This is F-Bill Radio, episode 24-5-1606. I am Mr. White.
I am Malice Factor.
And I am Big City.
What's going on, boys?
Not much.
Not much.
No?
No. Here we are, again.
Again.
It's been 2 weeks.
Episode number 24, man.
Episode 25.
Almost at 25.
I thought this was 25.
No.
No, dude. It's 24. Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah. The next one's 25.
That's how it works.
If we make it to episode 25.
Yeah.
You never know about these things, man. You know?
This is the time of the season.
It is.
For shit like that, yeah.
The volumes are low again.
Dude, everything's way low.
Dude, everything is way low.
I'll just crank everything.
Just crank it, dude.
Yeah, seriously. We're not going back. We're not doing it.
I know. Dude, there's nothing we can do.
We have crossed that bridge. We have crossed that river.
This is better. This is better.
It's okay.
So
I don't know what you did over there, man. We've been having technical difficulties all night.
Yeah.
Fucking around for an hour here.
I don't get it either. Dude, if I understood it, I would have fixed it.
I know.
But I don't understand.
We don't question that. We don't question your determination to do good in this world.
My complete lack of ineptitude. It's okay.
I don't know what's going on. I'm really troubled by this.
You know, just continue drinking that whiskey. It'll numb the pain.
No, I'm a little under the weather this week, so I apologize to anyone if I cough along up into the microphone.
Yeah, he got sick when we were driving around. Out in the cold.
Yeah. So. We're
properly clothed for that adventure.
We are, you know, for you new listeners, we have a website, fbillradio.com, a little bi-weekly radio show.
You should probably tell them what we are.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we haven't done that in like 10 episodes, huh?
What are we?
Yeah, just an internet radio show.
What the fuck is the internet?
It's the internet radio show.
Nearly 365 days into our glorious internet radio career.
I think we're past it.
I think we are past it, yes.
We're 1 year in the making right now.
1 year in the making, and we still don't know what the fuck we're about.
I think it's better that way.
I do, too.
We're about a lot of different things.
A variety of things. Basically, whatever we feel like talking about at the time, and we try to aim for tech-oriented stuff and
tech gaming or ninja-related.
Pimping, pornography.
As long as it's got something to do with life, we probably talk about it.
Which you can't get more general than that, too, so...
No, that's right.
It's a good target for us to aim for. It's better than talking about nothing.
I was going for general.
So, what have you guys been up to? Mouse Factor?
Let's see, it was E3 last week, which is Gamer Christmas normally. This year it was a tad bit different, because they were unveiling dropping the rest of the details, Sony and Nintendo there. At least we thought, and it was interesting to see what Microsoft was going to have to say at E3. So that's what I was doing all last week. I was watching shitty feeds, and I think... nothing went according to plan for anybody, because apparently they let the unclean masses into E3 this year, even more so than usual. Apparently all you needed was a fucking blog to get accepted as media this year.
Oh, so I could have gone.
You definitely could have gone. Anyone could have gone. It was just bad. As I've hinted in the past, we have ties to video game media people, and it was just bad.
Okay. Merrill Lynch predicts that the Wii will be a $200 price point.
Between $250. That's what... excuse me. That's what I'm predicting. Nintendo hasn't released a console for less than $250. Or more than $250.
I was going to say, Nintendo was $100 when it came out.
As long as they do that, man, they will fucking pwn.
Well, that's what the consensus has been. I've talked with a few people about this. And the controller has piqued everybody's interest. And the name change, as dumb as it is, has got people talking about it. So as I've told everybody before, Hoopla, exactly. The only bad publicity is no publicity when it comes to these types of things. It doesn't matter what the name is, regardless of what you think or what you might say. Excuse me. PS3, on the other hand, their press conference came off as being very arrogant. I was trolling on GameSpot in a room. Bunch of people waiting for the press conference to kick off at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so it was an hour late, 52 minutes late, and Sony...
It's like a Guns N' Roses concert.
Yeah, and ironically, they started playing like fucking Welcome to the Jungle and that sort of shit.
Did they really?
Yeah, they started playing music at the conference, you know, to keep everybody appeased. And they just came up on stage and basically Sony's attitude was...
Was it their at-track down music downloads that Sony offers?
Dude, you know what? No, I don't know what it was. It was just
bad. Illegal songs?
No, it definitely wasn't illegal songs. All but, right. You know, Sony just got up there and they basically said, yeah, you know, we have this great brand and we have this installed user base. It is like currently 60% of video game console users in the world. And we're just going to sit on that. And we're going to release this overpriced fucking system at the end of the year. Around the world for $5 for a 20 gig hard drive configuration, $6 for a 60 gig configuration, and that controller feature that Nintendo came up, we're gonna do it too with the new controller we have.
The
so-called 6 degrees of freedom or whatever. And as for Xbox Live, let's unveil our service, which looks like Xbox Live mixed with fucking iTunes. And you can download some movies, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just completely underwhelming, and Sony's corporate hubris was just pouring out of every fucking speaker. Like it always is every year, but this year, it was kind of like there was more riding on it this year.
Yeah.
And it just didn't deliver, you know?
Like they were showing, like, sales numbers from PS2. Like, anybody gives a fuck at this point?
Yeah, well, Sony always does that graph, you know, dude. Excel bullshit, you know.
But they made EverQuest.
Yeah, that's great,
That's the game phenom of the world.
Yeah, and you still haven't lost your virginity from it because of it, so no, I wouldn't praise it too much.
I still think about it on a constant basis.
Well, they also unveiled a few new features with the PSP. You can download the PS1 library and play games via emulation. And they showed Ridge Racer playing on a PSP, and it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, it was funny because you could hear, like, the applause sign blinking, but no one was clapping. A little joke there, a little humor.
That's
but
bad,
definitely
dude.
Nobody was... Everyone, the press reaction, as far as I've seen, has been almost overwhelmingly negative as far as Sony's PS3 and everything else goes. And Sony being Sony, they don't give a fuck. But
apparently they have problems with their new Blu-ray technology,
Mr. White was telling me before, he was watching a demo of new Blu-ray technology, and apparently it was playing a burned DVD-R of House of Flying Daggers, and they
I wasn't watching device. It. It was like a... Vio event for the 10th anniversary of Vio stuff.
Yeah.
A new laptop that had a Blu-ray burner in it, supposedly. And the dude, they had the packaging for the Blu-ray thing for House of Flying Daggers, and it was like blue plastic and shit, the picture said. And the guy from PC Magazine, wasn't some just stupid blogger, but a guy from PC Magazine went over, hit the fucking eject button, and it was a DVD-R.
Sweet.
Written in Sharpie, it was House of Flying Daggers. So it wasn't even like the real DVD version of the thing. It was a burned DVD version of the movie.
You know, there's a lot riding on this next gen DVD format. You got HD DVD championed by, who's that, Toshiba or Samsung?
Yeah,
who's,
I don't care.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Well, you know, I'm glad that you say it, because this is my point. Some people look at the PS2 success and they say, well, you know, around the time the PS2 was released, a lot of people had the incentive to go and buy that thing and use it as a cheap DVD player. Now, you know, when the first Blu-ray players come out at the end of the year, they're going to cost between $1,300 and $1,800.
Yeah.
You know, so I think part of Sony's strategy here is saying, look, we're selling you a $500 or $600 machine that plays Blu-ray movies. And that's that.
That's totally a cheap way to get one.
Exactly. But here's the thing. As Mr. White just said, and I think most people are on his mind, the format wars are not at the forefront of people's thinking right now.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
I mean, the PSP plays movies too, but...
Yeah, UMD does. You know, I mean...
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a shit? Why would you... Anyone who buys UMD movies...
Buy those.
Yeah, and you know what? They all deserve to be kicked in the nuts.
I'm just saying. Like, I went to a store and there was like a whole selection of just PSP movies. Dude, it's fucked up,
First of all, they're more expensive than conventional DVDs, and you don't even get... And you know how DVDs come with special discs and all that other shit, you know? They don't even get that. You don't get even on just one thing.
We're coughing, blowing our noses.
I shut my mic off for that.
He shut his mic off for that.
Well, you know, and here's another thing. You realize Blu-ray movies are going to cost between $30 and $40, right?
Yeah.
Upwards of like $50, depending on what you're talking about, you know? So I think that Sony is shooting a gun, but all that as it is, Microsoft press conference didn't impress me either. Mm-hmm. How is it that Microsoft, the fucking beast of a company that it is, it still does not know how to fucking capitalize on all the advantages that Sony is handing them?
Yeah.
You know, you got Peter Moore. You know, it looks to me as if Microsoft is saying, please do not think of the 360 as the Dreamcast. It seems like their entire strategy revolves around trying to convince you that their product is not Sega Dreamcast.
It isn't?
What? I don't know.
Oh, man.
The console wars, if you want to think of it like that, it's gotten more interesting. But conversely, Nintendo's Wii is not a panacea either, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to have Zelda as a launch title. First for Nintendo. That's going to sell 5-6 million fucking units.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
If that'll sell me one, I'll tell you that.
At the same time, people, the one or two fucking blogs out there that actually had coherent shit on them, that weren't, oh, we're at fucking E3, we're stepping all over urine-soaked hobos outside the convention center. they said, you know, Red Steel apparently, you know, that sword action motion is not like you just wave the fucking sword around and it does. It's like you have to do recognized sequences.
That's gay.
Exactly.
Big time gayness.
Exactly.
Like, so if I plan out some, like, neato trick,
it's not going to recognize.
It's not going to work.
Exactly. You know?
Faggots.
It's a little harsh, dude.
Yeah, it's a little harsh, man. We're talking about dev build here. Come on. But the Wii, regardless of that, and there have been other criticisms too, but regardless of that, I think the Wii, it's going
like
to do well.
Dude, it's like that game where you have a fishing controller. You have like a fishing rod controller that you plug in.
Are we listening to Black Hole Sun?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't know who's
I wish you wouldn't have done
you
that.
Are, while you're in charge, Big City.
While I wasn't talking about E3 stuff, man. Of course, I kind of went and talked about E3 stuff before, but...
Yeah, we totally...
I thought there was like
totally
some sort of format
that.
Or something, like we were going to adjourn or
well,
stick
I'm not
going to
talk about
from.
E3 anymore, but you asked me what I did, so that's what I've been doing
Big
like
City,
last week.
Can you turn down my headphones a little bit?
Dude, I can do anything you want, Big
Please,
boy.
Sir.
I just can't reach
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kind of shot my wad on that one.
Prematurely shot your wad?
Yeah.
Is that butter,
but
Mr.
Dude,
White?
That's what I've been doing, man. Everything has been revolving around E3. It was Game
Is
of
it,
Christmas.
I mean, what else happened?
I'm going to save it for the conversation for later, man.
We're 20 minutes in. Might as well just finish it out.
Oh, we're 20 minutes in already?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to buy a PS3 when it comes out.
Why?
Because I have to.
Metal Gear, huh?
That's right. Even though Metal Gear is not going to come out for another year.
And the original one will break by the time it comes out. And you'll probably have the game with a broken PS3. And isn't that what happened to PS2?
Yeah, it kind of went down like that.
Dude, my PS2, I've got to tilt the thing up now to get the tray to come out. It's getting pretty... It's like at the
nice.
Point. I can't hate it.
Yeah, Metal Gear just...
Well, you stop sticking your dick in there.
I have to tilt...
Oh, dear God.
My
Metal
dick doesn't
Gear,
fit in that
like,
slot. That's like long and
completely
rectangular.
Blew my fucking mind. The trailer for that.
Yeah,
I'm talking
it looks
about a trailer.
Awesome.
It looks awesome. And that's probably the best graphics they're going to be on the PS3.
Probably.
Dude.
For, like, ever.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I'm sensing a bit of a language barrier with me, like, really getting the grasp Metal Gear Solid there on the PS3.
What's the matter? Why is there a language barrier?
Like, I really don't
it's
speak
in Japanese.
Japanese.
Yeah, it's Japanese build, man. English subtitles, you know. English voiceovers haven't been done yet.
Well, I don't know how to read. That's why I'm sensing a language barrier.
Yeah.
It's got words, but I don't understand what they mean. It's Greek. It's all Greek to me.
But, you know, I must say that Gears of War for the 360 does look pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it really does look
sweet. I saw that trailer.
I think I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
And the Halo 3 trailer was gay. If you like the Halo 3 trailer,
dude,
you...
It looked real sharp, though.
It looked sharp, but you know what? If you liked it, you deserve a kick in the nuts.
Well, you know, it'll probably
dude,
get
Cortana
Game of the Year.
Dude, Cortana keeps getting
again.
Hotter and hotter.
Dude, it will get Game of the Year again when it comes out. Well, it might come out exactly when Metal Gear Solid comes out again, so...
All right, question for you.
What's up?
Would you ban Cortana from Halo 1?
No.
What about Halo 2?
No.
How about Halo 3?
No.
Mr. White?
Mr. White has never played Halo.
Halo sucks. I'm sorry.
Dude, why does Halo suck?
Dude, he's just bitter. He's bitter over a lot of things.
I'm not bitter.
Is that because every time we play multiplayer, I beat your ass?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You won't.
Do you? Well, I don't even... Dude, I don't even own an Xbox, so... And I can't even... I don't even like the Xbox controller. I do say out of the other six people involved, I usually beat them. So, it's okay. Even, you know, our friend who claims to be Grandmaster at Halo...
Someone claims to be Grandmaster at Halo.
Dude, he sucks.
I'm sorry. You
I
give
kick
me,
his ass too.
Look, you give me a keyboard and a mouse, and I'll whoop all you up in any FPS. It's I,
give
dude,
me a Wii controller. Playing, I'll whoop you up.
As a former pro gamer, you know that went to the qualifiers in 2002.
Right.
I have to say that I don't know. I got pretty fast reflexes, man.
Well, yeah, dude. Halo just never excited me.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Mr. White hates on Halo.
I see that. I'm not going to even get into the arguments.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying it's not as great as everyone says it is.
You know, the problem is, like,
it's not.
I think
sorry.
People have this impression that console FPSs are inherently good, and if you believe that console, if you believe that they're inherently good, like, you're going to think a game like Halo is impressive. Personally, my favorite console FPS of all time is Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
Just because Metroid Prime is so different.
Yeah, Metroid Prime was good.
It was a good game. It inspired to be something different. It's FPS, but that's just the perspective. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I come from the computer gaming crowd. So, like, when everyone was like, oh, Bond on, you know, N64
you were,
is
you were
awesome.
Always an Unreal Tournament and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had to do what we had to do with. But personally, I like console FPSs, but nothing...
I like sitting next to your buddies and punching them in the face when they kill you in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I do enjoy
that
but as far as, like, the actual games themselves, I'm sorry, they're not better than computer FPSs.
Dude,
they're
meant to be played with mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
And that's what Halo doesn't have, you know? And, you know, I have beef with Halo dating back to Sons of Liberty when everyone shit on Sons of Liberty... for favor of Halo. That really pissed me off.
Well, that pissed me off, too, because it just wasn't a better game.
Yeah, exactly. You judged a great game, a different genre, you know, just because you didn't like the fucking story. That would piss me off about that, you know?
Dude, but Halo's not about the stand-up for the game. It's not the stories. Yeah, all FPSs have crappy stories, pretty much. But Halo had the AI.
I'm talking about the story in Metal Gear, man.
Oh, right, never mind.
No, Halo did have good AI.
I mean, I've never played a first-person shooter that has AI like Halo's AI, and it got better with the second one. That's the thing with it. It's like
the AI was definitely good, but you know what?
Well, that was the only saving grace of the game. That's the only reason why I say it's not a bad game, is because the AI is actually good. I mean, other than that, it's nothing, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but isn't that like what you play a game for challenging?
No, I play it for... pretty graphics and like scored music and overpaid voice talent and
I play for the complete opposite, I guess.
Well, it's the AI was good, but it's not like it was every other AI was bad before it. I mean
everything is a progression, man.
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking Capcom.
I'm saying it's the AI was better, but it wasn't that much better, you know?
I mean, look at Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 is an amazing game. Who recognizes it as such, you know? Yeah. They say that they do.
Dude, everybody knows. That game, I know that game was a recognized, like, it was a great game. And
dude,
I've never
compared,
played it.
Compared to Halo, you think Resident Evil 4 got the same love as Halo?
Doubtful.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we're saying. The love that Halo gets is undeserved, man. That's what we're trying to say.
It's kind of like the popularity of NSYNC.
And Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but it's merited.
Grand Theft Auto.
I think it's completely merited.
It's not
merited.
Dude,
that's
how many FPSs did you have that were two-player co-op
before
that?
Dude, ratings of like 99 out of 100 and stuff like that, that game did not deserve that on any scale.
How many games out there, FPSs, are two-player co-op that you could think of before Halo?
There have been
Halo.
Co-op FPSs before, man.
How many?
I know I've, in the PC world, you could probably come up with...
Aside from PCs.
Dude, PCs, that's what I was saying at the beginning of all this.
Because PCs, you have unlimited memory space. Gamers
are on the, they're under the mistaken impression that their FPSs are good. And they're not.
Let me put it to you this way. Hey, dude, you are right about why Halo is good. I'm not saying it's not.
Right.
It's just not Game of the Year in every freaking rag for both releases of the game. All
year
around.
Year in and year out.
It's not. Compared to every other game that came out in those years, it's not Game of the Year. You know?
No. See, I can't agree with you.
I'm not trying to get you to
agree. I know. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand your viewpoint on it. But, like, if I had to pick up, like, if I had my choice of games to play and I was hanging out with, like, somebody to play games with, I'd be like, yo, I'll just play Halo. Because, like, I know that even though of all the games I own, I know it's going to be pretty much a good time playing this game. Whereas the other games, I'm going to get sick of playing.
Halo is a solid game. I'm not trying to take that away from Halo. I'm not trying to say it's a bad game. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying that, well, I mean, an even worse example of this is fucking Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto did not ever deserve to win a fucking Game of the Year award.
No.
Never. Okay? No. It shouldn't, the first one should.
As much as I love killing people, no.
You know what? That's, it's all good fun and everything, but San Andreas is fucking Game of the Year. How many people said that? You know? Yeah. How many fucking people went out and rushed and bought it? I bought it because I'm a fucking sheep. You know what? But I played it and I loved it, and I played it for like 20 hours, and I was like, okay, this is fucking old. I'm not going to play this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it did not deserve to be Game of the Year. You know, I'll go on a limb and say between it going over Halo 2, it shouldn't have been Game of the Year. Halo 2 should have been Game of the Year over San Andreas. Okay.
If
it comes up to, you know, one or the other,
I agree with Halo 2.
Yeah. You know,
but neither of those games are.
Who decided to shit on it? The one game I thought that was the best game that was released that year, everybody wanted to shit on Snake Eater, man. Snake Eater was a better game than both of those games. Mm-hmm. Combined.
Mm-hmm. No, Snake Eater is a phenomenal game. And but if you don't think so, you've never played Snake Eater. I mean, it's just like when people talk about music or they talk about anything else. It's, you know, the scales are skewed. I mean, I've had people argue me to death as to why Halo deserved Game of the Year when Halo was one of three games they played that year. You know? And I'll talk about Snake Eater or something else and go, well, I don't like playing that game. Well, it doesn't mean that Halo is better. You're using your own personal scale to say that it's better than everything else.
When Game of the Year for, Xbox, for Prince of Persia versus Knights of the Old Republic, you know? I mean, it's going to come down to what your tastes are, you know? But what one is a better game? Knights of the Republic, it's an RPG based in Star Wars universe, 4,000 years before the movies. Prince of Persia was a revival of an old video game franchise. Prince of Persia was a fucking sweet 3D platformer. Knights of the Old Republic was a sweet RPG, you know? But which one deserves to be Game of the Year, you know? What are the criteria that you judge it with? Unfortunately, too many people will go and say, well, both those games suck because it's not Halo, or it's not Grand Theft Auto, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what pisses me off, man. So I'm trying to say, why does Halo have to be the ruling stick, the measuring stick in the game industry, man?
It's not. It shouldn't be.
That's what I'm saying. People use it as that. That's
why
I'm lashing
magazines
out
like EGM are pieces of shit.
Yeah. And GamePro.
And every other one. You know?
Next gen.
Right.
Right. So that's what I did the last 2 weeks.
You actually got a stolen game from E3, right?
I have a stolen game from E3. Loco Roco. On my PSP, which I'm going to boot it up right now. Maybe you guys can hear it. It consists of using the L and R triggers to tilt the screen and make this thing jump.
That's a remarkably good analysis of a very complex issue.
This is the title screen.
This is stolen video game from
E3. Yeah, the PSP was placed on standby, so while they had gone to the kiosk and downloaded this game into system memory, and it's still on here, so this is probably the dumbest game I've ever played.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So this consists of rolling this singing, weird-ass-looking thing across the screen, eating stuff.
Oh, that's that? I know what you're talking about.
You've seen this?
I saw it, read about it in a magazine.
Right.
I want to get that. It sounds like it'd be a fun game to play.
Not really.
Oh, you can play it right now if you want, buddy.
Well, if you stop hogging it, maybe I will.
Dude, it's my PSP.
Fuck off. I don't care.
Dude, you're just mad about what I said about Halo.
Dude, I am a little upset about what you said about Halo.
Dude, I'm not saying it's a bad game. Why can't
Why don't you just shut up?
Why don't you... So I'm just going around and I'm eating stuff. So I will.
You're just like all the rest of them, all the haters.
Yeah. So
our levels are so screwed up this week.
Yeah, this
They're
is.
They're way out of whack.
I hope this episode doesn't sound like crap.
It probably does. Yeah. So that's.
I think that's enough. I think you get the idea.
I think you get the idea. Yeah. Go ahead and play the Halo theme music now.
I have the sound effects.
Dude, I like the Halo soundtrack. You're not hurting my feelings, man, just so you know.
Why don't you just be hurt for change?
I can't. Well, that's it. What you guys been up to?
It's classified.
Oh, man. Big City, go ahead.
Playing Halo, because I played Warriors for 6 hours straight, and I realized that the same combination is all I have to do to beat the entire game, and I got sick of that, so I was like, well, why don't I play a game where the AI is going to challenge me and get used to my doing the same move over and over again. So I went and played Halo. That's why.
Well, he's in a particularly fine mood.
Your turn, Mr.
That's
White.
About it, buddy.
That's all I've done.
That's all you've done.
Played Dawn of War. Played a couple games.
They feel good to play games. You haven't played games like
Dude, yeah,
6 years, man.
This last week, I've been doing a lot of like trying to get back into the swing of things.
The gamer Dude, Christmas. Just,
don't start playing EverQuest, man. We need you on the show.
No, I'd play WoW if I was going to play anything. And actually, I was going to play on Metatron's free server, and I got all of his shit for it, and I was going to try to hook that up, but I don't have internet anymore.
Right, you gotta take care of that.
I gotta do that.
McDonald's again. Is hiring, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, dude, I looked up DSL. If I have to get DSL, then I gotta get phone service as well. And I don't have phone. And I don't have and if I want to get cable modem, I gotta get cable service, and I don't want cable either.
I thought we were gonna call British Telecom, try and get you hooked up.
Yeah, I know. I was
you have to run a line out here.
You gotta run the dude. They have it. They have a line, the intercontinental or the sea crossing line there. They have
ever,
power.
You ever
cross.
See the thing on the Discovery Channel about how they fix repairs in that thing?
No.
Sounds
it's
pretty
crazy,
interesting.
Crazy, man.
What Dude. Do you gotta do?
I don't know.
Dude, this guy
asshole.
No, they like pick it. They pick it up. They it's a cable, so they pick it up off the ground of the ocean, and it's still, I mean, running. So the ship is like it's running through, and it's the cable. You expect it to be like. You know, I mean, when you think about it, you expect it to be like this huge cable, and it's not.
Dude, we have a piece of that cable in our office.
Really?
I'll bring it in next week. It's lead shielded.
2 weeks.
Can I have it?
No.
Damn it.
People that have it want to keep it. They show it off to people. Like, this is the cable that runs across the Atlantic out.
That's awesome.
But, dude, it's got like a little less than an eighth inch of lead coating around the whole thing. And it just sits there. It's got like 10 different strand sets in it.
Yeah, fiber.
But it's...
It's not a big deal, is
no,
what you're trying to say.
It's 4 inches thick.
Just really long.
So they get the thing into the boat. I mean, the trick is it's fiber optic. So you're basically cutting...
Can't crush it.
Cutting glass. And splicing in glass shards. And you have to do it... They have these crazy machines that do it just right because the refraction in the glass would cause the cable to be useless, you know? So it's pretty wild, man. I watched that one time late at night, you know, one of those things.
Right, so what have you been up to the last 2 weeks? Doing an Oracle migration?
Watching Discovery Channel?
I got the Oracle 8i to 10G migration to work.
Dude, you didn't post in the forums, man. That's huge news.
Yeah.
We've been there for like 6 months now.
I wrote up the instructions for the company's users.
Pay attention, because I'm only going over this once.
You know, took lots of pretty screenshots and stuff. And I got pulled off of that. So it's going to be like another month before I'm back on to finishing the rest of that up. So
crazy.
Now I'm just doing stupid shit at work. Days are really long. And so I was just looking at stuff on like shortwave. I think I'm going to get like a shortwave radio.
And you've been playing Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah, doing that. I emailed out all the t-shirt orders today.
You emailed them out?
Yeah. I wish, man. Fucking post office is expensive.
Yeah, no shit.
What do you mean, what day is today?
The 16th.
I said that at the start of the show.
05-16-06.
I just
want to
make sure like the listeners that are maybe possibly getting shirts.
Yeah, so all shirt orders are up to par now, just so you know.
All hands, report to battle station.
I also got a couple requests for free stickers and free business cards and stuff. So I sent those out. Now, in the forums, okay?
We have forums?
Yeah.
Damn.
We got forums. There was somebody who was concerned that we were trying to, like, nab their mailing address and all that stuff.
Not NSA operatives, man.
I wanted to undress
this
issue.
What's going on with it?
I want to address it, and I have the solution and everything else. So,
Don't worry. I'll hold his hand.
What did you want to say about it, Big City?
No, I was just the same thing that you were telling, you know, we were talking about when we were registering for Hope.
What's that?
If you don't tell us, like, use your email address to email us that you signed up on the form with, we'll never know who you are, you little bitch.
When you sign up for the forums, okay, for those of you that have signed up for the forums, and signing up for the forums is not anybody who wants free stickers, FBIL stickers, and free FBIL business cards. You just have to email radio@fbillradio.com with a name and an address that I can put on an envelope that the post office is going to send to you. Anyone in the world, the request, send it in. We don't need to know who you are. We don't care. If you have a form account with us that you used your email address to sign up with, and you don't want to give us your address and your name associated with the email address that we already have, if you're worried about that, the BinRev guys, the DDP guys, have a website, willhackforfood.biz. It's temporary email. You just put in a username and create an account. It lasts 8 hours to 8 days or something like that. And it's automatically deleted. You could put in blah, 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 blah. Just create this bullshit email account and type your name, type your address, and send it to radio@fbillradio.com requesting the free stickers. And we don't know who you are. We have an email address that expires and it's a set amount of time. You know, it's. And you could use that willhackforfood.biz site for lots of things. I use it all the time.
Dude, if you're that paranoid, just carbon copy in the FBI's, like, help desk email into it. That way, if you disappear, now there's an electronic trail.
Right.
And it's already at the right, like, the starting point.
So.
U.S. Marshal's office.
There's no reason if you guys want some of that free stuff for you to email us. So, you know.
Yeah, since we're on the topic, allow me to apologize to listeners who I said we were going to possibly be sending E3 shit to them. There is no E3 shit. None was able to be procured. I will still send out games, not Loco Roco, because I'm not going to send my PSP to somebody.
You got to get a PSP burner.
Yeah.
That's a whole longer thing.
Yeah, it's a whole longer thing.
Make a mod.
So, unfortunately, that's not going to happen, but I'm still going to send out games and porn to people and everything else.
Thank you. I owe you one.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. I even sent out a CD to somebody. I just dropped it in there.
Like, was it a good CD?
Was it copyrighted? Symphonic.
Was it Led Zeppelin? Anger?
Yeah, well, it's Saint Anger. So, yeah. T-shirts available on the website, yada yada. It's all there. So, that's pretty much what I've been up to. I took my lunch break today and I drove about 45 hours. I drove a ways. Took a
45
hours. Wow. 45 hours.
Oh, damn.
From where I work on my lunch
break. You drive to Chile?
Blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Because Dickens?
I wanted to talk about, I saw this in the BinRiff forums again. And we have gotten requests from people to discuss phones. So, one thing, if you get into freaking, what you should know is what an ANAC is. An ANAC is an automatic number announcement circuit. So it's basically a telephone number that you call, and it reads you back your caller ID, okay? Or your ANI, you know, your two ANI digits or whatever, and your call party number, which is different than caller ID. It's what's billed on, yada, yada, okay? So Strom Carlson put up an ANAC. There's different ANACs that exist, like 800-444-222-222-3333-444. Most people know about that. They're MCIs, customer service numbers, and just the customer service prompt reads you back your phone number. Strom Carlson set up a true ANAC that tells you your two ANI digits and then read you back your call party number, not your caller ID. So if you're at a payphone, you need to know the phone number, you call it. That ANAC number is 877-823-2565. It's 877-823-2565. So if you call that phone number from your house, it'll ding and then say, you know, 00, which is your ANI for, you know, regular old house phone. And then it'll ding again and say your number is 111-111-1111, you know, and give you a call party number and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're from, you know, prison phone, yeah, prison phone is 29. You know what I mean? All this different shit. So, anyway, I figured, you know.
Dude, if you're in prison and you're listening to the show, you should write us a call in to our voicemail.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be funny.
If you're imprisoned in all of China, you should do that too.
If you're in either of those two places.
So, yeah, so this ANAC phone number, keep it in your pocket. Never know what's going to come in handy.
Hey, quit playing with your nuts.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say, dude?
I didn't say anything.
That was weird.
Yes.
If you need more information,
we're like those twins in The Shining.
ANI call party numbers.
No, we're definitely not like that.
ANACs,
we're not twins either.
Or anything like that. Visit freaksandgeeks.com.
Anuts.
If you want to see some cool videos, freakvids.com. So. Oh,
yeah. Damn.
That's disgusting.
So I just wanted to say that. We got a couple of emails this week.
Nice beaver.
We're supposed to do that at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the impromptu E3 discussion took over. I feel very passionate about the issue.
First one says, it's on all capitals, but I'm not going to scream it. I hadn't written to you guys an email yet, so I felt like doing it. Nothing to say, just really bored at home, dot, 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 dot. Yeah, IDK.
I don't know.
Seth of Monrovia.
Hey, what's up, Seth? Still bored?
You bored right now, Seth? Next one we got says, yeah, so I listened to episode 23 and wanted to point out something. NES, SNES, N64 all stood for something. NES, Nintendo Entertainment System. Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Nintendo 64. Which is reference to 64-bit graphics. Yeah, the GameCube and Game Boy were just random, but they worked. Wii is just gay. Mr. White should change his name to Mr. White 88. 8 equals H. 88 equals HH, which equals Hail Hitler.
I know what you're thinking,
Kyle.
And it's crazy.
Smiley face, Vaz. So,
first thing, let me say, I realize that those were all acronyms and they meant something, but my point is they were still fucking dumb.
Yeah.
What acronyms?
SNES, NES, N64.
Apparently, we came across that. We didn't know that.
I'm in fact a neo-Nazi.
NES stood for Nintendo Entertainment System.
It was actually, in Japan, it was called the Famicom, which was a contraction of Family Computer,
yep.
In case you want to know. And it probably was the dumbest-looking console ever.
Mm-hmm. Then it was the Famicom.
Yep. And then there was N64.
And the Famicom came in red and gold colors.
Right.
Dude, like the
Link
disc?
And the controllers were, you know, wired into the back. Mm. Like hardwired.
Yeah.
How dumb is that?
Pretty dumb.
Super interesting.
And I am not a neo-Nazi for the 7,000th time. And no, I'm not changing my name to Mr. White 88. But thanks for the email, boss.
Thanks. I thought we had another email.
I wish that joke would just fucking die already.
You can't.
Christ.
He's not winning the Papschmier.
Sounds like I'm saying Papschmier.
Yeah, Papschmier.
Papschmier.
That contest is still open. Why don't we send a free shirt to somebody who can...
Papschmier.
God damn it. I'm going to start up a free contest where someone who says that and it comes out sounding perfectly. I am, in fact, a...
Rest of it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it because you'll twist it.
I was waiting for it.
You're going to twist it.
I was totally
I'm
like,
not going to join the
race. I was
race.
Like,
So, we got some interesting things going on in the world of hackers and privacy.
Yeah, what's interesting?
McKinnon lost his extradition case.
Yeah, here. It sucks to be him.
Hey, Mr. White, you're not alone. I am a chap by neo-Nazi.
Hey, you think we can get him to, you know, call him to the show when he's stateside?
McKinnon?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's kind of hard when you're in non-disclosed prison and you never exist again.
Well, according to
he's
that
gonna
article,
get swallowed
the,
up,
the British judge said that he has no reason to believe that he's going to be tossed into a non-disclosed prison or tried
right.
as a terrorist. So, apparently Virginia and New Jersey want his ass, which is something that I either didn't know at first and... or didn't care about. So it's going to be interesting to see what state he actually just tried in.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some infighting there. They're going to fight over who gets to put him on trial. What did the article say? Would it be in his best interest to be tried in Virginia rather than New Jersey? As far as the sentencing goes.
Did it say?
It did say near the end of the article, I believe actually it might work in his favor to be tried in New Jersey. Less jail time and a lesser fine if he's found guilty.
Really? In New Jersey, he's accused of... Yeah. Yeah. So...
So anyway, welcome to the new world when you get here, McKinnon.
Excellent!
So let's just hop into the NSA stuff.
Big news, the NSA.
That's what's been hot.
Big news.
Lately.
Apparently, it said that the NSA pretty much listens to every phone conversation in the United States, records it, data mines it,
yeah.
Splices it together. To get people saying things like
I am in fact a...
Yeah.
Neo-Nazi.
Schmat, schmat, pap smear.
Pap schmat.
Is anyone surprised by that, though? No, I mean, when that drops, we're like, oh, my God.
No, but it's just, like, what the fuck, you know?
We've been following this for some time now, the AT&T case and EFF when they sued AT&T for handing over their records. This is blown up in the public eye for... The last couple of days now, right? Last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
People were talking,
about a
was
week
it
now, yeah.
USA Today printed the story about other phone companies cooperating with the NSA.
Quest was the only one that refused.
Dude, don't they do like drug tests? I didn't know they were like, you know.
Yeah, they're like the worst phone company in the United States, but they actually came through on this
that
one.
That dude
so.
Is on a fucking trial for 44 counts of yeah. white collar crimes. Yeah. Fucking insider, he's fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man. But yeah, so I guess the NSA listens to everything, data mines it all. And now the head of the CIA quit.
Yeah, what was his name? Goss.
Yeah, and
Doss.
Goss.
Oh.
Bush. Bush nominated Michael Hayden, General Michael Hayden.
General Hayden.
Who was the guy that went ahead and said, okay, we can. He was the head of the NSA, and he's the one that started recording everybody with this whole controversy. So Bush nominated him to head the CIA. The further problem with that is that he's, in fact, you know, a general. The CIA is
a civilian organization.
And if he becomes head of the CIA without giving up his military rank, the CIA will then fall under Donald Rumsfeld and yada yada, and the whole shift happens. So
what's our next plan of attack going to be, Hotshot?
Is that a Transformers Armada clip?
Yes, score. It was.
Score.
Sweet.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Nice.
And a poll says that 63% of people accept the wiretaps and 44% strongly endorse the wiretaps. So.
Yeah, you know, I've been asking around just random people what they think about those.
Like you see on the street or something?
At work and...
Street people?
No, there aren't that many people allowed on the streets in the town where I live at. You know
they
it's
shoot
true.
People here.
You know it's true. And I'm asking coworkers and stuff like that, those who actually have been paying attention to it, they have this attitude like, well, what gives a shit?
I don't do anything wrong.
Yeah, that sort of thing, too. And, yeah, I find that train of thought to be particularly disturbing, and it's one day going to bite us in the ass, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's back in the 90s.
The longer this goes on, They take this and it's acceptable, and then the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing, and it just keeps going.
Right.
And then
the next time they run a red light, they just get arrested for it and killed.
Yeah, think because about it's this. You know.
Think about this.
Dictatorship.
E equals MC. Back in the 90s, when they had, you know, you watch Cops and stuff like that. You see these fucking SWAT team guys busting down doors, going into these fucking drug hovels and fucking in these jet black fucking uniforms, reminiscent of the Gestapo, you know, fucking busting in doors and
those
rushing
were the
in
days.
And fucking. They still are the days, man, because it still happens, you know, and fucking gang people, like, screaming with typical fucking Hollywood generic shit, but it does happen. And I can't believe you have people sitting there fucking applauding that. You know, it's like, well, it's not happening in my fucking home, so it's okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, the day will happen, if something ever did happen, you know that a law enforcement agency can come into your fucking house, as I said, reminiscent of the Gestapo, with their fucking black body armor and their fucking automatic weapons, busting down doors and fucking throwing tear gas and everything, and they're fucking arresting you. If it's not drugs, you know, but I'm saying, like, there's still...
It's for your sexuality, it's for what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's any number of things that... And it's the fact that it does happen. Just because it happens for one thing doesn't mean it can't happen for another thing.
I mean...
You know, this country, at least in the eastern seaboard of this country, a lot of... If you look at the spirit of independence... If you're going to call it that. I know that's not a little cliche, but let's just look at the way people looked at things back when they were British colonies and stuff like that. What they were afraid of the most were pretenses.
Yeah.
Okay? If you look at how the revolution was started in this country, it was over gun control, man. It really was. The British army was going around taking people's guns away from them because they were saying, well, you can use these guns to fucking kill us and assert your independence. But they didn't say it like that, man. You know, they said it for whatever reason. And the colonists said, well, if you take away our guns, we can't defend ourselves. You can tell us to do whatever we want. So we're not going to let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to exactly go and start a war over that, but it was the pretense of it that pushed them to that. So
well, the people forget that stuff didn't happen all that long ago in history. I mean,
right.
And in this country, I mean, you know, why am I drawing a blank on that word? Segregation was not that long ago.
some might argue that still exists.
Well, it does.
In different forms, you know? Because here's the thing. As far as NSA's spying program goes, I have no doubt that somewhere in this organization, someone has used that power to do good, okay? Someone has probably fought a terrorist attack or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not comfortable with the government collecting that sort of information indefinitely or, you know, all the time. Eventually, it comes to be 15, 20 years from now, the situation in the world has changed, things have cooled down, no one's been fucking killed in a terrorist act, you know, since World Trade Center or whatever. Why is NSA still collecting this data? Oh,
yeah.
So it never happens again.
Yeah.
Fucking convenient, right?
Yeah.
You know? Same thing
with
the Patriot Act,
man. It's not good.
They're clever bastards, good. Man.
I mean, well, the Patriot Act is horrible. That's why I was so against it. And it's,
yeah, man.
You know?
Well, even Arlen Specter said that the Patriot Act was so inherently fucked. But we'll sign the law, even though it's inherently fucked.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sign the law, even though it's inherently fucked.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to introduce legislation to correct it
afterwards. That's not
There's
right.
There's something wrong with that, man. It isn't right. But then again, I never have been under the impression that our rulers were intelligent folk. Incompetent and everything else, you know.
Well,
nice with the War Pigs.
Yeah. It's a good tune, man.
Damn right it
is. It's going to be in Guitar Hero 2.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't you wish you didn't sell your PS2, man?
Not really. I like my DS. They should get Fairies Wear Boots in there. So I guess that's... oh, we got to make the phone call.
We got to make the phone? Yeah, that's all we want to say about
city?
NSA.
Really
too much more to say. It's kind of, it's an ongoing issue, so we'll have more to talk about.
Pretty much talking about it every episode.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
You know.
On a lighter note...
You want to make that phone call, Big City?
Who am I calling again?
Tia. Now, explain to listeners what's going on here.
Tia's a... Well, we're not sure exactly what Tia is, but we have this little card that's got a picture of a girl named, well, who we're guessing is named Tia. She accepts MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover. And it says $47 next to her name.
$47 special.
Special. So we're just going to give her a call.
Now, where'd this card come from?
Las Vegas.
And you went to Las Vegas?
In no uncertain terms.
Right. So, this is gonna be funny. Alright, I guess I gotta dial up.
How are we gonna
up.
Run this? You're gonna dial us up over Gizmo. I'm not running Skype anymore, right?
Yeah, we're done with Skype. We're all set up with Gizmo.
So it's Tia.
Okay, so you're gonna have to cut my mic and Mal's Factor's mics, and then
M Factor,
and the Skype thing there, the Gizmo thing.
Yeah, you gotta bring that up.
Bring it up or down?
Well, you gotta turn the.
Yeah, but do you want me to cut? Oh, I gotta cut your mics when we start the call. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Got all right, that?
So, are we ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready when you're ready to.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sure? You're not nervous? Not getting butterflies in your stomach or anything?
Yeah, they go away. Actually, I've gotta take a dump if anybody really wants to know.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Well, dude, my schedule's been all off.
Okay.
And anyway, I didn't want to get into the technicalities at all.
So are you ready?
We are
ready.
All right. Cut our mics and...
We'll do.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Go for it. Cut the mics.
This is Tia. What if she's busy?
Hello?
Hello, is this Tia?
Hello,
Tia. Tia, are you there? I don't think she can hear me, dude.
We had that same problem with Metatron, remember?
Yeah, we should have tested this beforehand.
Hold on, let me come look at the knobs.
Look at the...
Hang on, come on over and look at the knobs.
Should we pause recording?
No.
Turn my mic back on, man.
It is on.
It is?
Yeah, you can't hear yourself.
No, I can't. Oh. Maybe like my hearing is synced up with everything else.
Maybe I should talk in like a deep voice, like, hello, there's Tia there. Hi, my name is Big City. I'm calling about some good timing. Yeah.
It should be working.
Are you sure, Mr.
That
Wyatt?
That woman sounded exactly like Lena.
She did sound like Lena.
Yes.
But maybe that's why Lena didn't hit.
Lena was a different phone number on the other side of the car.
Yeah, there's two numbers, T and Lena.
It's two different models.
Two different girls.
Except two different types of credit cards.
I think I like Lena better than Tia.
Well,
yeah, Lena definitely looks better than Tia.
Yeah, I'd go for that, too.
I wouldn't.
Listen, we got to get it right first. So just like,
who am I going to call? Let me call. Okay.
Call Seth from Monrovia.
Call anybody just to make sure it works first, and then.
Want to call my cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, call it.
I just want to make sure it works, because, you know, we can't keep, like, calling a prostitute. And, I mean, a young feminita. Should I shut the mics for this one, too?
What's the caller ID?
What does it say?
Right, okay, so it is our phone number.
Let me...
Talk to us, Malice Factor.
Can you guys hear me?
Well, hang on, let me shut off that microphone.
We have like 20... Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Let me go outside,
dude. Go outside, dude. That's going to work better.
We probably should.
You're not outside yet.
Are you picking it up, though? Because I can definitely not hear you at all.
You can't hear us at all.
Yeah, there's nothing coming through. If you guys are speaking, can I hear you?
Shit, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not going through.
Did you hear me say that sucks? How'd you know to answer me at that time?
Because I heard you through the door.
Damn, you've got great bat-like hearing.
What's it? You should have stayed on the phone, man.
I know. I probably should have stayed.
Why?
Well, I mean, wow, this sucks.
I know.
This totally ruined the show.
Guess we should have tested that, huh?
I suppose I could hotwire this thing.
Right. Lubio nappers? No, bring me the hydros. What was it?
We need R2D2. Get down here. You're coming? Where?
R2, why did you have to be so brave?
Why did you have to be so brave? Well, I suppose I could hotwire this thing.
So, are his fingers actually bleeding, or is that, like, the junk from
who?
Han Solo?
When?
When he's hotwiring the bunker.
His hands are all red?
Yeah, didn't you notice that before?
I never looked at his hands before. I'm always too busy looking into his eyes.
All right, on that note, the equipment's all right, so I don't know what's going on. So I guess...
Maybe it's Gizmo. We should have switched from Gizmo to Skype.
So we suck. So we, like, fucking around with the cables? Cables, right?
Call this number. My phone's off.
Why do I got to call your number?
No, not my number.
Whose number?
I was just going to give you a random phone number to call.
You want to call... You want me to find a random phone number?
Let's just keep... Well, we might as well try this on somebody. Maybe somebody out there can hear us.
It's just going to be weird, like, calling, you're not going to hear what's there, and, you know, it's going to hang up.
Yeah, good point.
It's not going to work, man.
Just call anything, 911, I don't care.
Yeah.
What a downer.
Call Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
Call Bungie Studios. I'll tell them what I think about their game.
Dude, you're not going to do any such thing, Malice Factor.
You're going to jump up to the defense of Bungie Studios over your own co-host, man?
I don't like the stupid kids that I see work there. Hello, loudness.
Welcome to Microsoft's fee-based personal support. This line offers basic install, setup, and feature and functionality support for home and personal
Dude, why don't you call that
for personal fee-based mute incident, person? Incorrect key press.
You know the system dude, you know the deaf thing where you type it? Call that, you start typing.
So here's the
we'll just record
product
real quick.
No, we're not going to do that.
One moment, please.
I don't know why.
Beware.
We're going to make them eat our shit and shit out our shit and eat our shit that's made up of our shit that we made them eat.
Gizmo's got these built-in sound effects.
Yes, I hear that.
So what? You're saying you're not going to call the prostitute tonight? I mean, the woman have a business card.
Fuck them up their stupid asses.
We're still on the phone with Microsoft. It's just not doing because I keep pressing buttons.
Just press zero for an operator.
I did.
Operator, operator!
I'm special.
Mac, Mac.
Operator, I've got a...
Mac, Mac.
Problem. What can
Remember
you do
that?
For me?
Just say I'm special. Up.
Huh?
Remember to say I'm special?
No, I'm not saying
it. Damn it.
All right. I think we're all wrapped up for tonight.
Right.
We're going to make them eat our shit, then shit out our shit, and then eat their shit that's made up of our shit that we made them eat.
Cheap balance.
Now that we got phone support, we're going to be sending out invitations for guests on the show, trying to get some interviews.
Right. Yeah, we still got a couple bugs to work out with that, though. Yeah. All right, welcome to the show.
We'll get it.
I can't hear you.
Figure it out.
I can't hear you.
I think Lena or Tia should be our first guests.
Dude, yeah, maybe we should call them in advance and like...
Did you make any progress on getting the woman to wear F-Bill t-shirts?
I have not made any progress yet. Okay. Progress will be made.
Okay.
Trust me. The front has been tedious and it's been grinding.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I have to say, man. Like I said, it's been fucking E3, man.
Yeah,
I can't do anything.
I hear you. I hear you.
Dude, why don't we get an extra small made up that's white and go down to one of the local colleges and just offer some girl $20 so we can snap her picture while we're in the shirt?
First of all, most local colleges are not in session anymore, right?
Yeah, pretty much till the fall. Secondly, you're probably going to get arrested. I mean, you just look like a pervert. I'm sorry.
Dude, I do not look like a pervert. That's fucked up, man.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm totally kidding, man.
Yeah, I know.
You, but you do.
Shut up. Fuck you. Totally let me into that one. No. Dude.
Fucking Halo fan.
Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah, so hopefully, we're going to try.
Right, I went there.
We're going to try and get.
Scrolls boy.
We're going to try and get some interesting guests. People that are much more interesting than us. Anyway, all right. Check out the website, fbillradio.com. We got forums. Sign up, hop in, say hi. Email us, radio@fbillradio.com. Get your free stickers.
Whatever, Anubis.
And voicemail number.
432-614-1200.
That's 432-614-1200. All contact information, the archive, show notes, the new calendar of upcoming show schedule to the end of the year.
The war driving
special episode we released last week. I've gotten some good feedback on
that. We have gotten some great feedback on that. Thanks to everybody who's listened to that.
To the people that got their ears blown out from the 2600 tone.
That thing was loud, man.
Apologize, and that will be fixed soon. But yeah, we got some good feedback. Of course, the usual folk, Metatron and such, said it was good. Lord Drakenbloop and Infonomicon forums yesterday, gave us props for it. So,
thanks.
Get a little feedback. It's a good deal. So, yeah, everybody check that out, and, we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Back in 2 weeks, episode 25.
FBillRadio.com.
It's the quarterly.
It's the quarterly.
The F-Bill quarterly.
The F-Bill quarterly.
So.
Right.
Ending song.
Ending song.
Ending
New
song.
Neil Young album, Living With War. It's awesome. This is Let's Impeach the President.
Buy it today.
Later.
FBillRadio.com.
Love it.
Abusing all the power that we gave it. just don't spend that much time on it.
Well,
I want Tim Hill. I want justice. Dead or alive.
Well,
to 90% AIDS and protects terrorists.
Well,
including members of Al-Qaeda.
Well,
I know I didn't say that there was a direct connection between September the 11th
well,
and Saddam Hussein.
Well,
war is my last choice. We're gonna smoke them out. Bring them on.
Well,
you think Patriot Act constitutional guarantees are in place? A wiretap requires a court order.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction.
Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong, no one can now doubt the word of America.
Goodbye.